Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
And another Rugby World Cup report coming in hot. The Springboks believe that they have hit their sweet spot ahead of Saturday's Rugby World Cup clash against Ireland in Paris. Apart from playing the All Blacks in Auckland and in London earlier in the year, Saturday's test against the Irish will be their biggest challenge to date, and the reigning world champions are confident. The Boks' defence of late has been simply outstanding, and this is an aspect of their game that will give them an edge against Ireland. The depth they have built since winning the World Cup for a third time in 2019 is also one of their biggest success stories, and they actually have two full international teams at the tournament. The Boks plan to go with a 7-1 split again, and once again caused an outrage in some camps. However, it is perfectly within the laws of the game. Boks coach Jacques Ninaber explains the reasoning behind opting for the nuke squad on the bench.
Yes, after looking at them and what they bring and what we think we will need in this specific game from a tactical point of view, and obviously trying to counter everything that they do, that's the reason we went with 7-1. I don't think necessarily Ireland and New Zealand are similar in how they do things, so it's for this specific game.
Saturday's massive test at the iconic Stade de France kicks off at 9 p.m. Meanwhile, this evening the action continues with the host France playing against Namibia in Marseille. A win from France will just about guarantee them of advancing to the quarterfinals, although they still have to face Italy in Pool A. Les Blues have already managed to beat the All Blacks, while last night they held off the determined Los Terrors of Uruguay. By the same token, the Velvetias lost 52-8 to Italy and 71-3 to the All Blacks. The Namibian assistant coach, Pine Pinard, who hails from Bloemfontein, said it will be important to rectify the small things against a very tough opponent.
If we create our opportunities, we're going to make sure that our conversion rate is a bit better. It was three times where we were almost on the try line, where we conceded a turnover. So maybe just going another phase, making sure that we're a bit more accurate with our ball carries, making sure that, you know, how we address that breakdown regarding our speed to secure that breakdown. You know, so that's something that we talked about. If we only get four or five opportunities, maybe we've got to try and just build a bit better pressure.
Tonight's clash between France and Namibia at the Stade Velodrome kicks off at 9 p.m. In tomorrow's only game, the Los Pumas of Argentina will be up against Manu Samoa, with kickoff in St. Etienne at 5:45. And there you have it. That's all for now. I'll be back with more sport at 5:30.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on OFM.co.za.